Hey, this is a dark tangent, organizer of DEF CON. You're about to listen to some speeches from DEF CON 3, held July 4th, 5th, and 6th at the Tropicana Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, 1995. Now, the Tropicana has since been renovated. This speech and all speeches are copywritten, all rights reserved, the Dark Tangent, and DEF CON Communications. Permission is expressly granted, though, for educational, non-profit use. If you have any more questions about DEF CON, or want to send me some email about the copyright status, please email me at dt@defcon.org, or the website is www.defcon.org. Now, kick back, get ready for some good speeches, and thanks for supporting it.
Hi there. For those of you who don't know who I am, my handle is TDKH, which also stands for the Dark Knight. My real name, in case you're interested, is Simon Gardner. I actually organized the Access All Areas conference in the UK, which you'll see people wearing the shirts for. It was the first hacking conference in the UK. There's going to be another one next year. If you need any more info, just come speak to me. Over the weekend, I've obviously heard quite a lot of stuff that's been going on over here, but not a great deal of what's been going on over in Europe. So I just wanted to maybe bring some of you guys up to speed on what's been happening. As much stuff happens probably in the UK and Europe as it does over here, but often doesn't get the media attention that you seem to generate in the US. There's been a couple of recent cases, which I'm going to highlight, that have got the media sort of in a bit of a frenzy. Last July, I believe it was, 94, a person called Datastream Cowboy was actually busted. There's been quite a lot of media attention over that. He was busted for various systems. From what I believe to be true, there were various military systems. He was almost extradited over to the US, except he was about a week under his 16th birthday when it happened, luckily for him. US military, I believe it was the FBI, possibly NSA, came over and debriefed him. It's the best they could manage under the circumstances. Apparently it was along the lines of 2 million passwords were compromised by him over a sort of a 6 month period. Various systems broken into. I'm not going to go into any specifics. MI5, NSA, all very, very interested in what he had been doing. He managed to save himself to an extent by what he had been doing and managed to trade it off against the evil stuff he had been doing against US and UK. His first court appearance was on the 4th of July this year. He pleaded guilty to various counts, and I think currently he's looking at about 40 years maximum sentence, which could be bad. Yeah, 40 years of your time sitting around doing not a lot. It's not looking hopeful for him because they're going to just try and nail him up. It'd be a good, well, for the authorities, a good bust if they can manage to get that one. He's been offered free legal advice and free counsel by one of the larger law firms in the UK, which is good news for him. Various other systems and people have been busted. Nothing really as mainstream as him. There have been a couple of BBS systems, one particularly in Scotland that was busted. And they're trying to make shit stick to that when there wasn't anything really going on. People have been sort of making up stories and feeding them to the media, as always happens. Talking about media, we've got various other things happening. The Hackers film is due out this fall. I've seen the posters over here in the US. I don't know if anyone's seen The Net. I don't know if they think it stinks as badly as I think it stinks. Yeah, bad film. I haven't yet seen Johnny Mnemonic, and apparently I don't want to. Well, so I've been told. Hackers is coming out in the fall, as I say. Don't go and see it. Do me a favor, just don't go and see it. I did a consultation on that for 2 days in the UK. I read the script, tried not to laugh too hard. Then basically told them where everything was wrong. And they were, oh, great, you know, thanks. Tell us, you know, what you think, this and that. And I'm, okay, give them all the info. And like, oh, great, okay. And so, you know, you're going to change it? Oh, no, it looks better on film like it is. So when you see them taping handsets of payphones together, going off to some other payphones, controlling those payphones with the ones they're at remotely, all standing in a big long line, 10 people hacking from payphones, not drawing any attention to themselves, laptops, eyepieces, and all sorts of shit. Don't blame me. It is not good. Other stuff that's been happening in the UK, boxing, blue boxing specifically, is sort of widespread death recently, in the last year or so. C5 boxing is now sort of, and it's not totally dead, apparently. C7 has much taken over from that now, but that uses outbound signaling, so it's pretty difficult to control the outbound and get a voice line on that. R2 boxing has sort of popped its head up in the UK and Europe. Whether that will, you'll see any sort of inkling of that over here, I've yet to find out. Strange enough, C4 boxing has re-arrived after several decades of inactivity, but that exists. Other stuff that's been happening, caller ID is recently implemented in the UK. BT, British Telecom, went ahead and implemented it, much to the annoyance of various other companies such as Mercury and the cable companies that have been popping up recently. They're all talking about it and just trying to decide on a common interface. And then BT thought, oh, well, we're fed up with talking to these people. We're just going to launch it. Went ahead and launched it and made it as different to everybody else's as it possibly could. And then popped up and started selling their goods with all their caller ID on, which is good for them but bad for everyone else. You can block caller ID and you can put a permanent block on it. The only thing that they haven't covered is ISDN, which is now available. Like 97% of the country in the UK. They failed to block it on that. So whether you ask for it to be blocked or whether it's blocked or not, ISDN users, if you have an ISDN line, you will always get caller ID. Even from British Telecom employees who call you, they say it's not possible, but it works. Not too bright. UK phone system went all digital on the 16th of April. There is now no longer any analog exchanges in the UK. Someone was saying earlier that it was something like 98% or something. It's gone 100% now, so you have to catch us up. Cable companies taking over quite a lot of local and long-distance callers. It's like 60,000 users a month, apparently. They're using quite interesting exchanges, and apparently various dial-ups and switches are popping up, so I'm sort of waiting for the first one of those, something interesting to happen there. Cell phones in the UK, analog's been around for ages. This is something like about 5 million users of cell phones. It's the most advanced and integrated cell phone network in the world, apparently. GSM and PCN now exist, 900 megahertz digital GSM, 1800 megahertz digital PCN. And data, 9600 uncompressed, is now available on it as well. There's quite a lot of interesting things happening with that. They say GSM uses smart card technology. They say it's not meant to be crackable, but believe me when I say it is, it's not difficult. I mean, you could go out and buy equipment for £1,000, like $1,500, and you can be up and running cracking GSM, no problem at all. Mundex is the other thing that was touched on earlier. It's the digital cash on a smart card. It's just gone into trial in Swindon in the UK. You can put £500 on a card and you can go and spend it as you would spend spare change or notes or whatever. The interesting thing with it is it has no key ID on any of the tokens you can spend. There's no ID on the card, and there's no checking to see who spent what ID, because they figure that, okay, if you load it up once, you're obviously handing over cash or drawing out of your account. So no one's going to be able to spend it twice. They say you can't copy cards. It was cracked about 3 months before it went into trial in Swindon. So as soon as it goes into major distribution in the UK and apparently in parts of Europe as well, although I've been told it's gone into testing in the Bay Area, so I expect to retire. A nice new house, nice car, that'll do me fine. But yeah, that's been cracked now. I mean, it's all standard ISO smart card technology, which you can go and look up the documentation for. You can go and buy the equipment. I mean, I live in the middle of nowhere in the UK. I live like an hour and a half from London, and a small village, 20 minutes from my house. I can go and buy the equipment off the shelf to copy GSM smart cards, PCM smart cards, Mundex smart cards. I mean, that's free phone calls and free money. What else do you need apart from free beer? But I mean, all this sort of stuff is freely available. Nothing much has been talked about it. They're saying that, okay, we'll change the encryption. We expect hackers to crack it, and we'll change it as soon as they do. Well, it's just gone into trial, and it's been cracked, but I don't see them changing it. People should be taking, you know, notice of this sort of stuff, seeing what people get up to. I think, I mean, in the US, it seems to me to be sort of fairly insular. You guys should maybe try and talk to people in Europe a little more. There's good stuff going on over there as much as there is over here. It could be well worth your while to get and do that. So, I mean, if anyone has any questions to ask me, I'm sort of just covering rough areas here. Any questions at all? Nope. Oh, yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's plenty of trashing opportunities in the UK. I mean, you open up the green cans, they've only got an Allen lock on them. Open that up, and you often find linesman handsets just sitting in there, and they have the little sign that says, clip onto these lines only, do not use customer lines, these lines are for your use. Well, I mean, if they're asking us to, you know, why don't we use them? These things should be taken advantage of. I know Susan Thunder was talking about ways of getting into companies to look around and find all their data and posing as new employees and so on. There's much easier ways of doing that. One way that's been nicely tried and tested, and anybody here can do it, anyone at all, guarantee it. It's been tried in the UK as far as I know. Get a fluorescent light bulb, a small tool bag or some tools, just put them in the back pocket, walk straight in the front door and go, oh, I'm going up to the third floor, replace tube. Every time, they say, oh, fine, see you later. Wander up there, leave the tube wherever you want, wander around, pick up anything, we'll keep the tube with you, put it in the ceiling, pick anything up you like, walk straight out again. It's been done, tried and tested. Police have even had it done to them. Department of Transport, all the major government installations in the UK, it's been happening sort of in a big style. They've also managed to get people into the buildings, and after lock-up at night, Department of Transport, a couple of government communications so-called houses have had all their computer equipment taken, RAM, hard drives, everything like that. It's just too easy. So I mean, trashing's easy in the UK. Any other questions, comments? They'll give you one for free. You just open an account with Mundex, which is NatWest Bank. It is a card with a credit with a chip on, and you can go in and you can say, I want to draw out £100 out of my account onto this card, or you can give them £100, and they'll give you the card and load it up for you. When you sign up for the service, you actually get a hand terminal to plug your card into in order to transfer your money to another card. Say I wanted to give you £50, you give me your card, I plug it in. I plug my card in, transfer £50 into the memory of that one, unplug mine, plug yours in, put it onto there. So they're giving you all the test equipment you need in order to decode it. So just rip it apart. It's all free. Sign up for the service. If you live in Swindon, you'll already have it if you're a NatWest customer. Otherwise, wait 6 months and you'll have it again for free if you're a NatWest customer. And away you go. Play all you like. Okay. Well, if there's any other questions, I'll be in the next room. Have a good time. Oh, okay.
Where should we have this baby again?
Again. Well, it would appear that someone has given us this back. So if anyone wants a doorstop, I'm not going to throw it out because I will kill somebody.